Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's a beautiful Saturday morning, and welcome again to the Rita's The Real Show in on Rita's Crimson Cafe. And today we have a very wonderful show again for you today. We are on location once more at, it used to be called Redbird Mall, then at one time it was called South Western Mall. Now it is known as the Shops at Redbird, and we are in the Dallas Entrepreneur Center with CLT, that's CLT Transportation, and the owner is here right here with us in the same room in the building, Mr. Curtis Corbin. We just want to say good morning, everybody. You know, we were talking about, he was letting us know about a very wonderful, amazing investment opportunity, and he's going to be talking about that again today, and so we'll just listen to that. But in the meantime and in between time, I have a very special guest for you today. You know, our guest was going to be Ms. Cash Manuel, entrepreneur. She's been a manager for over three decades and a mama at the same time. She was not able to make it today. She had to call in. She had to actually go into work because she has some employees that did not call that called in and did not show. So she's still on duty. But that's all right, Cash. We can catch you next week. But it's okay. So you know what? I have another little beauty who I'm going to interview today, and she is so excited. She's been saying, can I be your guest one day? Can I be your guest one day? So guess what? She is my guest this morning. So good morning, Jazzy.
Good morning.
Yeah. So listen, you guys, again, we have a wonderful show for you guys today. But before I go any further, you know, I get a little bit excited, but we're going to stop and we're going to pause and do what we're supposed to do. Bow your heads and close your eyes, bow and close. Thank you, God, for this another opportunity. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And before we go another further, I got to say good morning to my mama, Miss Edna Pemberton. What's up, Miss P?
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Yep, yep. Y'all know her as Miss P. You know, if you need anything done in Oak Cliff, that's one person you need to go to. Her name is Edna Pemberton. They call her Miss P. So y'all listen up. And she is here right now. And I got to say good morning to my sisters, Jean, Lisa, and Myra. Y'all my rock girl. Come on, Jazzy, we're gonna go over there. We don't want to disturb this meeting that's going to be going on today. We're going to come back in here a little bit later so you guys can hear about this wonderful, amazing investment opportunity. Hey, you guys, listen, I'm going to post that link up on my Facebook page again as well. And this meeting will go on every Saturday for the next few Saturdays. So listen, if you want to stop being broke, come on, do something about it. I dare you to do something about it. Hey, I want to also give a shout-out to my boys. I call them my guardian angels. Bryce, the producer. BJ, my drummer. Brian, the entrepreneur. And Sergeant Williams, that is my son, Brodney. He is in the U.S. Army, and he is stationed in Hawaii. Good morning, y'all. You know how much I love you. I do, I do. And now listen, once again, wonderful show coming up for you today. I have got to, excuse me, I want to say this. So far, the shows that I've had this season, you guys, they have been wonderful. I've had the most amazing, amazing guests. Now, listen, if you would like to call into the show and speak to our guests, you could call in. It's the number. You can talk to Jazzy. I'm going to tell you a little bit about her in just a second. But before we do that, I am going to give you guys a number that you can use to call in to the show. And you can talk with Miss Jazzy, Miss Jasmine Tajay Williams. She has her own business called Tajay Island. And you can call in and speak with her at 515-605-9888. Again, that's 515-605-9888. Okay, so we're going to talk a little bit about that, but let me say this. I also want to send my condolences out to all those who have lost loved ones. And I know the most recently that I know of personally is we call him my Uncle Rick, Rick Jordan, and the loss of your son, Stephen Jordan. We love you from the Pemberton family, from the Williams family, from the Jones family, Evans family, and also from me, from Rita, and from our Rita's Crimson Cafe. We love you, and you are in our prayers. And I know the services are today at Concord Church, so you just want to send our condolences out. And not only for Rick Jordan, but all those who have lost loved ones throughout the past few weeks, we are sending out our condolences. We know you are in the grieving process. And listen, we know it's not easy, but, you know, you're in God's hands. No better hands to be in, okay? And so, listen, it's a beautiful Saturday morning. It's a little cool outside today, but it's okay because it's February. Today is February the 3rd, so I have to say happy birthday to one of my daughters. Her name is Amber, and guess what, you guys? Amber AKA A.W. Sanchez. She is one of the characters on the show called The Chosen. If you guys watch The Chosen, the character named Tamar, that's my Amber. Happy birthday, baby bear. I love you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Amber.
Happy birthday to you.
Ooh, you better sing, Jazzy. All right. Now, also, listen, everybody, we have a letter that we're going to read later on. For, you know, we have a young people who write into the show, and they write us these very wonderful letters, and they're asking for our advice. And we are going to do that. So you guys just hang tight. If you have written a letter, if you want to know where you can send the letter to, you can send your letter to Rita, R-I-T-A, Suzanne, S-U-S-A-N-N-E, Will, W-I-L-L, at gmail.com. Again, that is Rita, R-I-T-A, Suzanne, S-U-S-A-N-N-E, Will, W-I-L-L, that's Rita Suzanne Will, at gmail.com. And I'll be sure to answer your letters, okay? So, Jazzy, how you doing this morning?
Great.
She's doing great. And she gave me two thumbs up. Ooh, ooh. Okay. Let's see, before we get started, is there anybody you want to say good morning to?
Yes. I want to say good morning to my Uncle Buddy, my Uncle Danny, my dad, my mom, and my brother and sister. And I hope they'll have a good time. And Esther,
all of my aunties and all of your uncles and cousins.
Yes.
She's got a lot of family, you guys. Now, listen, I want to say this. Because a lot of times we are living our lives according to what we see on social media. Let us be careful to remember that real life happens outside of social media, outside of TikTok, outside of Instagram, outside of YouTube, outside of Facebook, outside of those things. Like, real life happens right here. I have seen this said so many times that your friends and your families will be the last ones to patronize you when you open your own business. They'll be the last ones to support you and things like that. Let me say this. It may be true for some people, but I have to say I thank God for the family and friends that he has given me. I started Rita Sue Will Productions a long time ago. I write stage plays. I have 5 books that that are published right now. I have about 28 songs that I've written. We're working on putting out a project. Thank you to my producer, Micah Hopwood, musician, background singer, and producer, Donovan E. White, Miss Natalie, one of the singers, Courtney Allen, another one of the singers, Essie May, one of my other singers. You guys, when I tell you that I have been enormously blessed with friends and family who support all of my endeavors. And so we are doing a stage play at the end of this year. Initially, our date was going to be November 2nd, but I think we might adjust that because this is an election year, and I do believe elections usually take place around the first week of November. So we're going to push it back to December, probably the first Saturday of December. But we are going to put out a casting call, and we are going to hold auditions during spring break week. So that is in March. That's next month. So if you think you want to act, listen, this is a non-paying project. It is a nonprofit project, but if you are considering a career in theater, we could use some stagehands, and you want to act on stage, you can have access to the reels once we're done, and add it to your repertoire. Okay, add it to your portfolio. So we'll have more information about that a little bit later. But right now, we're going to spend a little time talking about entrepreneurs, little entrepreneurs, young entrepreneurs. Now, so once again, I have my little girl, Jazzy, right here. And tell them about, first of all, let me ask this. What is the name of your business?
Tajay Island.
Tajay Island. Very good. Now, what exactly do you make?
I make lip gloss, lip balm, body mist, bath soaks, hand sanitizer, necklaces, and bracelets.
But now you hear all that? Yeah, and she really does make them. And what is different or unique or special about your products?
Because it's cruelty-free and vegan. Vegan.
They're vegan and cruelty-free. That's what's special and different about her products. And so, and who makes them?
Me.
Yes. She does make them by herself. How old are you?
8.
She's 8 years old. She just turned 8 years old last week or 2 weeks ago. And, yeah, January 19th, she just turned 8 years old. She started her business when you were how old?
5.
She was 5 and a half when she started. You guys, when I say 5 years old, and she, that's when she started her business, I am not kidding. And I have videos to prove it. There are some videos of her actually making her product when she was 5 years old. Right, Jazzy?
Yes.
Yes. And the thing that I love about it is that she is still excited about Tajay Island. You know, a lot of times kids start projects and then they want to do something else. But she is very excited about Tajay Island. Now, the thing is, she started with making lip gloss. And she hasn't lost interest in making lip gloss, but she just added some other products. Okay, now once again, what's some of the other products you added?
I added some lip balm.
Okay, hold on. Let's start with the lip balm. Okay, so with the lip balm, how do you make the lip balm?
I make it with some. First I need some oil.
Mhm.
And then I need some.
It's okay. Listen, you guys, she's only 8 years old. She can't remember all the ingredients by heart, but she knows she uses. So this is what she uses. She has to stand over the stove, right?
Yes.
And you have to put all your ingredients in, and then what do you do?
And then I mix it.
Uh-huh. She stir.
And then I stir it until it gets nice and smooth, and mm-hmm. then we pour it into, like, a little container, mm-hmm. and we let it sit for a while, and then it makes lip balm.
That's right. See, very good. And so she decides what flavor, the different flavors for the lip balm, right?
Yeah.
That's right. And now what about your lip glosses? I know you can't name all of them, but name some of the flavors of your lip glosses.
I have one that's strawberry, I got one that's cherry, I have one that's raspberry, and I have one that's a watermelon swirl, mm-hmm. and I have one that's another raspberry, but it's swirled for the Cowboys.
For the Cowboys. Yep, y'all hear that? She said for the Cowboys. Ooh, ooh. We love our Cowboys, right, Jazzy?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, tell me something about your bracelets that you make.
So I make bracelets for the Cowboys when they'll get hurt. And we have a rail card.
Uh-huh. Y'all see that? Y'all heard that? So she makes bracelets for whenever one of the Dallas Cowboys gets injured or gets hurt. And so she sends them a bracelet with a feel better card, right?
Yes.
Yes, and then tell me something else that you did with some bracelets. There's something special you did with some bracelets.
I made some bracelets for the people that wanted some, and also I went to the Valley to give bracelets to the kids that got passed away.
Yeah, so what she did was she wanted to make bracelets for all of the people who were killed in Uvalde, Texas, a couple of years ago. And so I didn't know who to send them to. Jazz is my granddaughter, by the way, and I'm not interviewing her because she's my granddaughter. I'm interviewing her in spite of her being my granddaughter because she wanted to start her own business, and I think that was just an amazing, amazing idea. And she has gotten so much support, but she wanted to make bracelets for all of those people who died in Uvalde due to that shooting, you know, the tragic shooting. And so we didn't know who to send it to, and she's like, well, can't we just take it there? And I was like, okay, Jazzy, it is a 6-hour drive. And she's like, okay. So I called her Uncle Danny, right?
Yes.
And who else?
And a Cash.
Yep, and his fiance Cash. And I said, hey, we got to go to Uvalde. And he was like, what? Why? I said, your niece made bracelets for all of the kids that were killed, and she wants to put them on the memorial. And he said,
okay, well, I'm off Thursday. And it was just as simple as that. He never hesitated. He didn't complain. And not only that, he was going to ride with us, right? But then his fiance, Cash, with a Carmine Mahogany Bear, she said, I want to come too. And then she said, better yet, let's take my car because it's better for gas and we won't have to spend so much money on gas. And I just thought that was so amazing for them to be so supportive like that. We weren't going to do anything special except for we were driving 6 hours to Uvalde. Jazzy, we wanted to put the bracelets on their memorials, and they were going to turn right back around and come back. We're talking about like a whole day of traveling, putting gas in the car, and not doing anything special. You know, it's not like we're going on a vacation or anything like that, right? But they were so receptive to it. It's like Brian, that's her Uncle Danny, and Cash, it was like, no, they didn't hesitate at all. And so we appreciate that, right, Jazzy?
Yes.
Yes, y'all are our heroes. And then not only that, Cash even went a step further and say, I got you on gas. So Cash paid for the gas to get there and gas on the way back, driving her car. And so we went there, and then after Jazzy put the bracelets on their memorials, she wanted to circle up and pray for the families, and we did that. And when I tell you, it's amazing. And you guys can see that picture on my Facebook page. If you look at Rita Pemberton Williams Facebook page, I'm going to put it on my Crimson Cafe Facebook page as well. And you'll see a picture of her placing these bracelets on the memorials of those people who passed away. And I'm going to show Jazzy, see if she remembers. I have some pictures of her, and that's one of the pictures. Here it is, right here. You remember that?
Yeah.
That's a picture. You'll see her with some braids and beads in her hair, and she's has on a pink shirt and some pink shoes and some black shorts and those flowers. Those are the memorials for the people who passed away in Uvalde. You'll also see some pictures of her, of some of her products. You'll see a picture of her with my sister at Enda's Boutique, because she also does pop-up events. And that's when she had one of her vendor tables. Once again, you guys, we are speaking with Miss Jasmine Williams, a.k.a. Jazzy, from Tajay Island. And we are okay, there we are. And so we are speaking with Jazzy, and we are talking about her business. Now, let me ask you this, Jazzy. What is a goal for your business?
To make $500.
She wants to make $500 by the end of this year, right?
Yes.
That's right. I think that's very doable. Once again, you guys, if you want to call in and talk to Jazzy, you can call 515-605-9888. And when I tell you, this is a phenomenal young lady right here. She was named DFW. So she was interviewed by DFW Kids on the Move. And she was named DFW Kid on the Move, the kid of the month for the month of August 2022. And she was named DFW Kid of the Month. And I think that is awesome, Jazzy. Also, she got a certificate from school yesterday for being what, Jazzy?
Getting A's and B's.
Yeah, being on the honor roll. So congratulations. She's doing well in business. She's doing well in school. And we just love it. And she takes really good care of her brother and her sister, right?
Yes.
That's right. And she helps her take care of Pema, too. Pema is her great-grandmother, which is my mother. And so, yes, listen, we don't have a whole lot of time. We have about 6 minutes left in this show. But I want to say this. We're going to go ahead and bring up some other things. We're going to keep interviewing Miss Jasmine Williams, a.k.a. Jazzy, and with Tajay Island. Now, listen, she also made a special collection of lip glosses called Bella's Beaches. Tell me about Bella's Beaches.
So Bella's Beaches is I made lip glosses for Bella.
Who is Bella?
My little cousin.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the kinds is a grape with a silver leaf in it. And then the other kind is I made a lip gloss that is like mixed with, it's mixed with purple, and then it's mixed with white.
Mm-hmm.
And then we call it the grape swirl.
Grape sickle.
Yep, grape sickle.
So she has the one with, yes, and she made one that's purple with silver leaves. That's Grapealicious. And then she has the purple and white one is like vanilla and grape together, and that's grape sickle. And then she has the one that's purple and pink, that's grape bubble gum.
Mm-hmm.
Because Bella's favorite lip gloss of hers was grape. So Jazzy decided to make a whole collection and name it after her cousin Bella, and it's called Bella's Peaches. Now Bella's favorite flavor is strawberry. So Jazzy's going to add different strawberry flavors to her to Bella's Peaches, right, Jazzy?
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, we know that Valentine's Day is coming up really, really soon. She's going to be releasing today her Valentine's collection. And do you know what kind you're going to have?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. I'm going to have strawberry with silver leaf.
Okay, strawberry silver leaf.
And then the other kind is going to be strawberry mixed with white, and it's going to be called the strawberry sickle.
Okay, very good, very good. And she said she's going to do a gold one too, right?
Yes.
Yes.
And then I'm going to make love for me, and it's going to be super golden.
Super golden. This is for her. Y'all, listen, we're talking to Miss Jazzy from Tajay Island. She is the owner, believe it or not, the visionary for Tajay Island, her own business. And now tell me a little bit about the bath soak. So she makes these wonderful bath soaks. Most of the men love the bath soak. Tell me a little bit about those.
So I make bath soaks, and you also get a little bag and a little wooden spoon.
Mm-hmm.
So that way, if you put it in there, in your bathtub, you can relax in it, and then when you're done, you can get the back and the spoon, and you can scrape it into your bag.
Mm-hmm. So y'all, when I tell you, it is wonderful. So she's got different scents for the bath soap. Now the bath soaps are made of three different salts. It's Epsom salt, pink Himalayan salt, and I forgot, Dead Sea Salt. So those three, she mixes those two salts together, and she puts her oils in it, you know, vitamin E oil, and then the scented jojoba oil. That's right, jojoba oil. And then she has a different scent, like different scents. One is relaxing, which is the, we call it Utopia. And then she has one that's kind of reviving. That's a eucalyptus. It's called Giving Me Life. That's a eucalyptus one with rose petals, right?
Yes.
Yes, she has rose petals in that one, rose buds in it. And the other one, when I tell y'all, this little girl is amazing. And we're going to post up, she's going to make some more products today, and we're going to post up, have her making it on live, and she can kind of tell you what she's making at that particular time. And then we're just going to post it up, and you guys make sure you keep patronizing her business. This is a young entrepreneur. Happy Black History Month, everybody, by the way, for the month of February. Happy Black History Month. Also, happy Valentine's Day. That's coming up this week. And listen, also, I got to give another shout-out to my son, Brian, and his fiance, Cash. They are going to be jumping the broom really, really soon. So I just can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait. And also, listen, okay, we said we were going to read a letter. Let me see if we have time. We might not have time. Might have to save it for next week because we got some more Tajay Island we need to talk about. All right, yeah, let's go back to Tajay Island. Now, now for those of you who are asking, I've had people ask me, how can they buy a franchise of Tajay Island? Now, let me say this. We do have a franchise fee, and if you are really, really interested in that, you can call, you can reach out to me. Reach out to Tajay Island at TajayIsland.com, Tahjai Island, Island, TajayIsland@gmail.com, TajayIsland@gmail.com. If you are really interested in purchasing, buying into a franchise of Tajay Island, okay? Also, we have just a few seconds left in this show right now, but I want to say thank you, Jazzy, for joining me this morning.
You're welcome.
Yay. Now, listen, she's got some exciting things coming up. We're going to be giving out some Mavericks tickets really soon. We're going to be taking people to the Stars games. We are going to be doing some giving away some bundles really soon. So you guys just stay tuned, and we'll have lots of new flashes out there. If you want to be join the mailing list for Taipei Island, so you'll know what her new products are coming out. Once again, her website is TaipeiIsland.com, or you can reach out to her email address, which is TaipeiIsland@gmail.com. Again, that's Taipei, T-A-H-J-A-I, Island, I-S-L-A-N-D, @gmail.com. Okay? Listen, that's it for this morning for the Reason to Will Show. Thank y'all for joining us. Thank you, Jasmine, for coming into the Crimson Cafe with me.
You're welcome, and I hope you have a great day.
That's right, everybody. You have a wonderful day. Listen, don't forget to go to church tomorrow, okay, and go to Sunday school. I go to Zion Baptist Church, so does Jazzy. And listen, I want to say good morning, Pastor Griggs, Sister Griggs. Love y'all so much. I will see you guys next week right here on in Rita's Crimson Cafe, the Rita Sue Will Show. Have a great day.